This is The Growth Journey. Real life, real growth, divinely inspired. Where military discipline meets a ministry heart. With 40 years of life-shaping experience, including 22 years on active duty, and a deep calling to ministry, David Averett, CEO and founder of CA Jail Outreach Nationwide, shares spirit-led wisdom and practical tools to transform your life. He's also the author of an ebook on growth, bringing even more insight to help you flourish in faith, marriage, leadership, character, church, and business. Ready for divinely inspired results? Let's get started.
Let's get started.
Welcome, curious minds, to Growth Journey, a deep dive podcast. Today, we're embarking on really an extraordinary exploration into what it truly means to make a lasting impact. Mm-hmm. You know, to go beyond just what's expected and to foster genuine connection. We're really thrilled to have you with us on this journey.
And we are incredibly proud to be part of the CA Jail Outreach Digital Community Team. Our organization is, well, deeply dedicated to providing hope and second chances.
That's right.
Especially to individuals and families impacted by the justice system. And we're honestly, we're seeing significant tangible results in helping others navigate these really challenging times and find a new path forward.
Absolutely. And for those of you tuning in with us today, I am Trinity.
And I am Steve. It's a real privilege to share the impactful work we're part of.
It really is.
Indeed. There's a profound sense of accomplishment, you know, knowing that our collective efforts are providing a path forward for so many, especially for children who find themselves in difficult situations, often, you know, to no fault of their own.
Mm-hmm. Today, our exploration takes us right into the heart of a transformative philosophy. It's outlined in the memoir of our very own CEO and founder, David Averett. His insights aren't just theoretical. They're born from deeply personal experiences and a profound compassion.
Yes, David Averett possesses a remarkable and just genuine heart for people, and especially for children. This is particularly evident in his dedication to those affected by the justice system,
mm-hmm.
you know, individuals and families with loved ones actually in the jail system.
Right.
His commitment to serving these often overlooked communities and the positive impact he has are truly inspiring. You can really feel his dedication in every page of his memoir. He loves what he does.
We're going to be delving into the core theme of this memoir, a philosophy David Averett calls Just Add Ice. It's really about the transformative art of going that essential extra mile in every interaction, whether it's big or small.
Yeah, and our mission for this Growth Journey, a Deep Dive podcast, is really to unpack the profound philosophy behind Just Add Ice. We want to explore its practical applications across leadership, service, and even, you know, our daily lives.
Mm-hmm.
As David Averett's memoir reveals, this isn't just a concept, it's a way of living that can genuinely change your perspective.
This memoir really does provide a kind of shortcut to being well-informed about genuine care and impactful leadership. It's filled with surprising facts and practical wisdom that we can all apply. It gives you those aha moments we love. So get ready to explore with us on Growth Journey, a Deep Dive podcast.
Okay.
Okay, let's unpack this. The genesis of Just Add Ice. It's described as a foundational principle born from, well, an unexpected revelation at a summer camp. David Averett, our CEO, he recounts this profound experience he had while working with children from incredibly tough situations. Can you tell us more about that pivotal moment?
Yeah, what's truly fascinating here, Trinity, is the deeply challenging context these children came from. As the memoir highlights, they were often impacted by parents in the jail system or foster care situations that were, as he puts it, through no fault of their own.
Right.
And this background really helps us understand the profound empathy that guides David Averett's work and, I think, how receptive he was to the lesson he was about to learn.
And it was the camp director, someone with years of experience navigating these, you know, complex dynamics with children, who shared a profound truth that completely shifted David Averett's perspective. He just stated it simply, if you want kids to love you and respect you, then serve them.
Mm-hmm.
It's such a simple statement, yet its implications are just so far-reaching, really challenging those traditional notions of authority.
Right. And then he illustrated that truth with a very practical everyday example. One that actually became the namesake for this entire philosophy. He observed, they want more water. So instead of pouring water into the cup, go and just add ice first, then the water. You'll see a different attitude.
Well,
so it wasn't just about meeting a request. It was about anticipating comfort and elevating the experience through a small, unexpected act of care. just adding ice.
And the immediate impact David Averitt observed was truly remarkable. He recounts, "I was able to plant a seed in their lives at a quicker rate because I just added ice." He saw firsthand how this simple act of extra consideration, this small gesture of going beyond the basic request, it just broke through the children's barriers and opened their hearts in a way nothing else had.
Yeah, and this is where David Averitt's wisdom really shines through in the memoir. He states, "When your compassion leads to proactive care, that's when you truly just add ice."
That's a great quote from our boss.
It really is. This observation from our CEO is incredibly insightful because it demonstrates his inherent heart for people. It's not merely about responding to a stated need, right? It's about taking the initiative to genuinely uplift someone and demonstrate you've considered their comfort. Proactive care.
This personal revelation at the camp truly transformed David Averitt's life and really set him on a new spiritual journey. It led to the broader principles he discusses so extensively in his memoir. And it's clear when you read his words, he spends a lot of time in prayer and the Bible. You can feel that deep spiritual root in every one of his insights. He knows what he's talking about.
Definitely. And the ripple effect was immediate and profound, even just within that camp setting. David Averitt shares that by the end of the camp, during meal times, these very same young children were pouring drinks into his glass.
Wow.
As Mr. Averitt profoundly observed, people will notice when you just add ice in their lives. This isn't just about reciprocity, you know, it's about authentic transformation. People recognize genuine care and respond in kind. It's really profound.
So if we connect this foundational story to the bigger picture, the memoir beautifully deconstructs the just add ice philosophy into three core components. Okay, let's unpack this. The first component is defining genuine care.
Right. The essence of genuine care, as David Averitt explains it, it transcends merely meeting basic needs. It's about proactively anticipating what will genuinely improve someone's experience or maybe alleviate a burden they haven't even articulated yet.
Mm-hmm.
It's about that thoughtful, preemptive step beyond the expected. Like you said, anyone can hand someone a glass of water, but genuine care means ensuring that water is perfectly chilled, maybe with ice, without even being asked.
David Averitt puts it perfectly, I think, when he says, "Anyone can add water. The art of genuine care lies in just add the ice, that unexpected touch that shows you truly considered their comfort, not just their request." That's a truly great quote from our CEO. It's so concise, yet so profound in its implications for how we interact. It encourages us to think deeper.
It does. And this act of adding ice, it isn't meant to be a one-time gesture either. This initial thoughtful act is really meant to be followed by consistent, ongoing care. That consistent attentiveness is a crucial aspect of this first component. It builds trust and solidifies the relationship.
Then there's the just add ice metaphor itself. This component really illustrates how even the smallest, most intentional touch can transform ordinary moments into something truly extraordinary. It's about the difference between, say, adequacy and excellence in our care for others.
Mm. Chaplain David emphasizes this by stating, "The smallest touch of thoughtful care can transform an ordinary moment into something extraordinary." This really gets to the heart of what this philosophy is all about. It's the profound power of those seemingly small, intentional actions, the ones that elevate an experience from just satisfactory to genuinely memorable and impactful.
The analogy is so incredibly clear, isn't it? Water fulfills a basic request. It satisfies thirst, but ice makes that water refreshing and enjoyable. It signals a genuine consideration for someone's comfort and well-being. It's that proactive, thoughtful addition that signals you've truly gone beyond necessity to provide comfort and, well, delight. Think about how much better a drink is with ice on a hot day versus just lukewarm water.
Exactly. And finally, we have the power of the pour. This component highlights that lasting impact isn't just about a single grand gesture or even just that initial adding of ice.
No, as David Averitt wisely points out in his memoir, lasting impact comes not just from a single act, but from consistent, caring presence. This is another incredibly wise insight from our CEO. It's about showing up again and again, demonstrating that ongoing commitment.
Right. This means that follow-up and sustained attentiveness are absolutely vital. Your service isn't a one-time transaction, you know. It builds a relationship through reliable, ongoing care, solidifying that initial impact of adding the ice. It's about nurturing the connection over time, making sure the well of care never runs dry.
Now let's look at just add ice in action, particularly focusing on the faith-based examples David Averitt provides in his memoir. He reminds us our actions speak volumes, reflecting the faith that guides our hearts. This concept encourages us to look at our daily interactions through the lens of genuine service.
Yeah, and this raises an important question for us, doesn't it? How do our actions truly demonstrate our faith? It's about embodying service in tangible ways that go beyond mere words, showing God's love through practical, proactive care.
Take, for example, the scenario of welcoming a new family in church. Simply pointing them to a seat might fulfill the basic request, right?
Yeah.
But it isn't really enough to make them feel truly seen or welcomed.
Not at all.
The just add ice moment is going beyond that. What? Walking them to the welcome desk, introducing them to others, maybe helping them find the kids' ministry, or even offering a small welcome gift or a warm cup of coffee. This is how you add a cup of ice.
Precisely. This proactive step anticipates needs. It makes them feel genuinely welcomed and seen, not just, you know, accommodated. It's not just about providing a seat. It's about providing a sense of belonging and making them feel valued right from the moment they arrive. Mr. Averett calls this adding a cup of ice because it anticipates comfort.
Mm-hmm. And the poor follow-up then continues this care after that initial encounter. Maybe it's a check-in text a few days later, or a personalized email, or even a quick phone call. Something that builds a sense of belonging and extends care beyond that initial transaction. It's continuing to pour the water after, just add the ice, nurturing that connection.
Exactly. Next, the memoir delves into community outreach and serving beyond just an invitation to church or maybe a program. This emphasizes embodying service as a core tenet of faith, demonstrating God's love through tangible acts that meet real, practical needs.
Chaplain David makes a great point about purposeful action here, stating, "Step out with purpose. Every door holds an opportunity for a meaningful connection. It's about being proactive in our communities, really looking for ways to serve without waiting to be asked."
He provides some vivid examples from his own experience. Things like, if you see a neighbor with a fence in disrepair or maybe an overgrown yard, that's an invitation for genuine service where you can add a cup of ice. Taking the initiative to offer concrete assistance, like helping with repairs, mowing a lawn, or maybe organizing volunteers for a community project. It alleviates burdens without expecting any return on investment. This selfless giving demonstrates true care.
And this selfless offer, it builds a natural bridge for conversation and invitation, fostering deeper, more authentic connections. It shows that your invitations are backed by genuine care and commitment. It leaves a lasting positive impression and builds trust in the community.
What's fascinating here is the powerful ripple effect created by consistently adding a cup of ice. It goes beyond the immediate recipient. It can inspire a whole chain reaction of kindness and generosity.
David Averett profoundly states, "Helping is ordinary. Just add ice makes it extraordinary." That's a truly profound statement from Mr. Averett because it perfectly captures the essence of how thoughtful consideration elevates simple kindness into something truly impactful and memorable. Our boss really gets it.
It truly transforms a single act of kindness into something deeply thoughtful and generous.
Mm.
When you consistently choose to add a cup of ice, you're elevating human connection, you're fostering gratitude, and inspiring a similar spirit in others. This creates a powerful domino effect that deepens relationships and builds enduring trust and loyalty within communities and families.
So what does this all mean for daily integration? The memoir discusses practical ways to integrate the Just Add Ice principle into everyday life for adults. It really focuses on active listening for unspoken needs. For example, if a friend casually mentions they're struggling with a job search, don't just sympathize, right?
Right.
Take that extra step, maybe text them later with a connection to a recruiter, you know, or share a relevant job posting you saw. That's adding a cup of ice.
Yeah, it's also about providing proactive help. Like noticing your neighbor is overloaded with groceries and offering to help put them away, or asking if you can grab something small for them while you're running your errands anyway. It's about sharing your gifts without being asked, like helping a friend dig garden rows in the spring, or providing extra seeds from your own collection, or even something as simple as including disposable plates when you bring a meal to new parents, saving them the chore of washing dishes. Small things, big impact.
And it extends to broader generosity, too, like organizing a food drive among friends for specific, often overlooked items a local charity desperately needs, or encouraging a friend to donate blood alongside you as a shared act of service. Finally, it's about empathetic action, offering practical relief, like watching a friend's kids for an hour so they can have some quiet time, or bringing dinner when someone is clearly overwhelmed. These thoughtful gestures just speak volumes.
The memoir also applies this principle to kids, which I think is great, focusing on growing kind hearts from a young age, teaching them to look for ways to add ice to the lives of others.
Chaplain David offers a really wise teaching from David Averett on this. Teach a child to serve and watch a future of compassion unfold. It truly starts in those formative years, modeling and encouraging these behaviors from childhood. Our CEO has such a heart for this.
Absolutely. Parents can be the primary example, narrating their own just add ice actions, for instance, explaining why they're bringing mail to an elderly neighbor's door on a cold day, maybe because she has trouble walking. And chores, they can be reframed as service too, encouraging thoughtful efforts like folding napkins neatly for dinner or putting away siblings' clothes properly, just showing consideration.
Small acts of kindness can be amplified, like encouraging a child to add a drawing of their friend's favorite animal to a get well card, or helping another child set up a game they want to play, or even just playing along with them to make it more fun.
And serving together as a family can involve things like picking up tiny pieces of litter at a local park, writing encouraging notes to accompany donations, or drawing cheerful pictures for nursing home residents. Nurturing grateful hearts can also be part of it, encouraging children to write thank you notes for gifts, or offering to help a teacher tidy up the classroom after school. It all builds character and instills that spirit of generosity.
Now, here's where it gets really interesting. The memoir takes us into the rich lessons from the Bible on just add ice, revealing how deeply rooted this concept is in spiritual principles. As Chaplain David says, Scripture illuminates the path to abundant service, showing us the heart of true generosity. Our CEO truly knows his Bible, and he demonstrates it through these insights. He spends a lot of time there.
Yeah, and if we connect this to the bigger picture, water, which is a symbol of life and spiritual nourishment all through Scripture, often represents going beyond basic provision. It embodies the essence of just add ice. It's about providing not just what's needed, but what truly refreshes and sustains, both spiritually and physically.
And Jesus himself is presented as the ultimate ice adder. David Everett makes an excellent point when he states, Jesus exemplified service not as a task, but as a boundless outpouring of love. His actions consistently went the extra mile, often in surprising and profoundly impactful ways.
This is so clear in the wedding at Cana, which is detailed in John 2, verse 10, KJV. When the host ran out of wine, a potential social disaster back then, Jesus didn't just provide more wine. He turned water into an abundance of the best wine. It far exceeded basic needs or even expectations.
Right.
The quality was unparalleled, prompting the master of the feast to acknowledge this extra mile, saying, Every man at the beginning doth set forth good wine, and when men have well drunk, then that which is worse. But thou hast kept the good wine until now. This was truly just add ice, at its finest, an act of grace and generosity that transformed a crisis into a celebration.
And think about the woman at the well. That's such a profound story of connection. Jesus didn't just offer her physical water, which was her initial need. He offered spiritual sustenance that addressed her deepest needs, revealed her past, and ultimately led to everlasting life. This was the ultimate way to add a cup of ice. Divine provision transcending all expectation, offering true spiritual refreshment.
Mm-hmm. The analogy of the two seas further illuminates this principle of active giving. You have the fresh Sea of Galilee, which receives water and gives freely to the Jordan River and remains vibrant, teeming with life.
Mm-hmm.
Then, in stark contrast, you have the stagnant Dead Sea, which only receives but does not give out and is lifeless. This teaches us a crucial lesson. We need to contribute to an environment where generosity flows freely. It's about consistently adding a cup of ice to keep our spiritual waters and those around us fresh and alive.
The memoir also highlights how KJV scriptures speak to overflowing blessings that come from this kind of generosity. David Everett made a really profound connection here, stating, God's promises remind us that true generosity always leads to overflowing blessings. It's a fundamental principle of divine economy, isn't it?
It really is. Many scriptures hint at a generosity that exceeds mere obligation. Think about giving a cup of cold water only in the name of a disciple. That's from Matthew 10, verse 42, KJV. It carries profound value way beyond the simple act itself. It elevates it into something hugely significant in God's eyes because it's given with genuine, selfless intent.
And the scripture that says, the liberal soul shall be made fat, from Proverbs 11, verse 25, KJV, that beautifully illustrates that watering others, you know, nourishing and enriching their lives, actually leads to personal flourishing and reciprocation. It's a beautiful, divinely ordained cycle of giving and receiving abundance.
And Isaiah extends this invitation to wine and milk freely, without money and without price. That's Isaiah 55, verse 1, KJV. It illustrates God's lavish spiritual provisions that go far beyond our ability to earn them. It really speaks to the abundant nature of God's grace, mirroring that just add ice philosophy.
Mm-hmm. And from believers will flow rivers of living water, John 7, verse 38, KJV tells us. It transforms us into conduits and sources of refreshment for countless others. It's about becoming a channel for divine generosity, impacting everyone around us.
The transformative power of just add ice is truly remarkable, and it impacts both the giver and the receiver. David Avert wisely states, the greatest growth happens when you extend a hand to lift another. This is such a great point our CEO makes because it beautifully emphasizes the reciprocal nature of service and generosity.
It's truly a two-way street where you experience profound personal growth, you know, gaining purpose, boosting your mood, reducing stress, while simultaneously impacting others in meaningful ways. This mindset fosters a deeper sense of purpose and strengthens community connections in just incredible ways.
Right. So true service, therefore, goes beyond the minimum. It's a spirit of generosity that anticipates needs and offers abundant blessings, transforming the giver into a source of ongoing refreshment for themselves and for others. It enriches everyone involved, creating this cycle of positive impact.
And this transformative principle begins really powerfully right in our homes, where our deepest connections are formed. David Avert gives such a wise insight here. Let your home be the first place where the refreshing power of food, just add ice, is felt, nurturing love and deep connection. It transforms those daily routines into moments of profound connection and joy within the family unit.
Yeah, for a wise, husbands can nurture them with just add ice through thoughtful anticipation. This could mean handling dinner or laundry when she's clearly exhausted, or maybe surprising her with a quiet moment and her favorite beverage. It's about recognizing her needs before she even has to vocalize them.
Mm-hmm. An active affirmation goes beyond just generic, thanks to specific appreciation. Maybe for her grace in handling a difficult situation or how well she organizes the household. And creating space for her means maybe planning an unexpected evening out or taking the kids for quiet time so she can recharge and have a moment for herself. The memoir reminds us of Ephesians 5, verse 25 and 28, KJV, which says, "Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church. So ought men to love their wives as their own bodies."
Right. And for husbands, wives can support with just add ice through respectful recognition, perhaps offering a refreshing drink in a quiet space after a long day at work, or affirming his hard work and dedication.
Active participation means learning about his hobbies, showing genuine interest, or maybe taking charge of draining household chores when he seems overwhelmed. And providing encouragement involves listening without judgment, offering prayer, and reminding him of his strength and his value. Colossians 3, verse 19, KJV states, "Husbands, love your wives and be not bitter against them." And Ephesians 5, verse 28, KJV reiterates that idea of loving wives as their own bodies.
And for kids, raising their hearts with just add ice means being intentionally present, truly listening to their stories about their day, engaging with their imaginative play, maybe surprising them with special outings or unexpected treats.
Encouraging efforts involves affirming their perseverance and willingness to help, not just their achievements. This means praising the effort they put into a challenging task, even if the outcome isn't perfect, or acknowledging their kind actions towards a sibling. And creative teaching explains the why behind rules and offers grace after mistakes, fostering understanding and growth. As Proverbs 22, verse 6, KJV advises, "Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it."
Mm-hmm. Overall, family life is truly filled with just add ice. By cultivating shared moments, practicing forgiveness freely, and serving together, teaching children the joy and fulfillment of just add ice to others' lives outside the home, it builds that foundation of love and mutual respect.
And Ephesians 4, verse 32, KJV beautifully captures this spirit. "Be kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you." Such a powerful verse for family life.
Absolutely.
Now moving into leadership with a difference. God's chosen leaders who just add ice. David Avert has such a clear understanding of leadership, clearly drawn from his extensive experience as a military leader and now as a chaplain in the jail system. He states, "There are leaders, then there are leaders who served. And among the best leaders are those who always remember to just add ice."
Yeah, he makes this interesting distinction. He differentiates between typical leaders, who we often see in public life, and then great leaders with truly servant hearts, and then even further, what he calls these elite God-chosen leaders.
Mm-hmm.
These are individuals whom God has uniquely positioned and empowered. They possess both a deep servant heart and the ability to exert significant influence. often behind the scenes.
And what truly distinguishes them, what makes them part of this select group, is their innate understanding of how to just add ice. David Averitt paints this really vivid scenario in the memoir that brings it to life. Imagine someone asks, "Can I get a cup of water, please?" A typical leader might simply point to a water cooler or delegate the task, right? But a God-chosen leader, they go beyond the request. They might take the time to personally go to the kitchen, just add ice to the cup first, then fill it with cold water and bring it back with a genuine smile, maybe even carrying it right to the person. This simple act transforms a basic request into a moment of thoughtful care and profound connection, truly adding ice to the situation, showing genuine consideration.
Right, and it's important to emphasize that these God-chosen leaders, as Mr. Averitt describes them, they aren't fighting for titles or public platforms. They're not primarily concerned with gaining a well-known speaker status or accumulating social media followers, though they might have them. As Mr. Averitt insightfully notes, they are found in the fabric of everyday life leading in business, running impactful organizations, or acting as educators who genuinely teach and empower. These are the people God has chosen to make a profound difference, often without seeking the spotlight, because their focus is on service, not recognition. This is a really powerful insight from David Averitt. Our boss knows what he's talking about.
So how do we know we have a God-chosen leader? Or, you know, discern if a leader truly embodies this just-add-ice philosophy? The memoir makes it pretty clear that true character is revealed under test, not just by public persona or eloquent speeches.
Exactly. The first test David Averitt highlights is the test of selflessness. True dedication is revealed not when benefits abound, but when they diminish. It really challenges us to look beyond those surface-level displays.
The memoir poses a powerful challenge. What if a leader's extra benefits were suddenly removed, or their salary was significantly cut back for a period of time? If their commitment to service, to just add ice to situations and to people's lives, if that wanes under these circumstances, it suggests their motives were primarily driven by personal gain or comfort rather than a genuine call to serve.
Right. A genuine God-chosen leader remains steadfastly dedicated, even when those personal incentives fade. It proves their heart is truly in the service, not the reward. This highlights a leader trusting in God's provision above all else. Like Philippians 4 KJV says, "But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus." Their foundation isn't earthly reward, it's divine sustenance.
Then there's the test of integrity and resources. Mm-hmm. Our CEO points out that church or ministry funds are sacred, entrusted for the spiritual and practical welfare of the community and the mission, not for personal luxury or self-enrichment. This is a crucial distinction he makes.
Mm-hmm. And the challenge here is explicit. True God-chosen leaders do not use church funds or organizational credit to pay for, say, lavish personal travel expenses, extravagant vacations funded by speaking engagements, or excessive personal comforts. Such practices, as David Averitt argues, reveal a fundamental misunderstanding of stewardship and, frankly, a self-serving agenda. Removing those perks would likely reveal a lack of true, selfless commitment to the ministry's core purpose.
The scripture David Averitt cites here is clear and direct. Ephesians 4 KJV states, "Let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him labor, working with his hands the thing which is good, that he may have to give to him that needeth." This powerfully emphasizes working to contribute and give, not to take or amass for oneself.
And 2 Corinthians 2, KJV adds, "For we are not as many which corrupt the word of God, but as of sincerity, but as of God, in the sight of God speak we in Christ." This speaks directly to integrity, transparency, and genuine motive in ministry and leadership, affirming that true leadership is about serving with a pure heart.
It's clear that these God-chosen leaders are normal people, not necessarily famous pastors or part of some formal, publicly recognized ministry. They are leaders whom God uses to make a profound difference in everyday life, precisely because they embody true servant leadership and consistently know how to just add ice to people's lives without expectation of earthly reward or recognition. Our CEO definitely has a grasp on true leadership.
Yeah, the memoir also offers some powerful biblical examples of just add ice leaders, figures from scripture who consistently went the extra mile to serve others in really significant ways.
Take Moses from the book of Exodus. While David Averitt notes that Moses struggled with public speaking, he even describes his own speaking abilities as similar to Moses's in terms of eloquence. Moses's actions demonstrated profound leadership. Our CEO humbly observes, "My speaking abilities are like Moses's, not necessarily eloquent or renowned, but focused on accomplishing tasks and training God-chosen leaders." That humility is truly inspiring from our boss.
It is. And Moses' just add ice moment was on a grand scale. It demonstrated exceptional foresight and care for the burdens of his people. He delegated authority by setting up this whole system of righteous leaders over thousands, hundreds, fifties, and tens. That's in Exodus 18, verses 17 to 26 KJV.
Mm-hmm.
This ensured the people received more timely and personal justice and guidance. It prevented bottlenecks and burnout for everyone involved. It was about proactively empowering others to meet the community's needs, transforming a potentially chaotic system into one of accessibility and order. That's adding ice structurally.
Then there's Barnabas from the Book of Acts, often affectionately called the son of encouragement. He consistently added a cup of ice to others' ministries and lives.
Yeah, his examples are compelling. They demonstrate proactive support. He bravely vouched for Saul, who became Paul, when others feared him and doubted his conversion. He brought him to the apostles and vouched for his transformation. Later, he sought out Paul in Tarsus and brought him to Antioch, recognizing his potential. Barnabas didn't just help. He provided crucial support and opportunities that allowed others, like Paul, to flourish and fulfill their calling. He added ice by championing someone.
And finally, Dorcas, or Tabitha, from Acts chapter 9. She was a disciple known specifically for her good works and alms deeds.
Her just add ice act was deeply personal and practical. She wasn't just giving money, she was personally crafting clothing for widows. This added a touch of practical care and dignity that made a lasting impact, providing not just an item of clothing, but a sense of being seen, valued, and cared for in a tangible way, adding ice through skill and personal effort.
Now let's pivot to a personal note on leadership that just adds ice in today's world. Steve, our CEO, David Averett, has some strong firsthand observations about modern leadership in his memoir.
He does. He acknowledges that today's leaders are often highly educated and operate on national platforms, which is, you know, commendable. But he observes a critical shift. Quote, people rarely just add ice anymore. Instead, they face important and complex issues that can sometimes overshadow the simple acts of genuine care. This is a key challenge our CEO sees in the modern landscape of leadership. It's a really interesting point he makes.
David Averett then goes on to share about several influential pastors who, despite criticism or unconventional methods, truly added ice in unique ways. First, he talks about Pastor Jack Hiles, widely known as a soul-winning pastor. Mr. Averett notes that Pastor Hiles was often mocked for his innovative bus ministry and door-to-door outreach techniques, which were considered pretty unconventional at the time. Yet our CEO says he just added a cup of ice to something new, reaching countless families who might never have stepped foot inside a church otherwise. He saw a need and added ice in a new way.
Then he talks about Dr. Peter Ruckman, the KJV pastor. Dr. Ruckman was highly criticized for his firm stance on biblical doctrine and for writing a KJV commentary for literally every book of the Bible. Yet David Averett notes, when I hear people preach today, I often hear them quoting from one of his commentaries. Moreover, I've observed professionals from colleges using his books for teaching doctrine.
Wow, that's significant influence.
It really is. It highlights the enduring influence of someone who sticks to their convictions and adds value through deep scholarship, even amidst criticism.
And on a deeply personal note, Mr. Averett shares the profound impact of Dr. Ruckman, stating, Dr. Ruckman had a significant impact on my parents' lives, which in turn profoundly shaped mine. His influence for me is longer lasting and more impactful than anybody else's because it directly transformed my family and, by extension, my own life. This really highlights the lasting influence of genuinely adding ice to someone's life, even if their methods aren't universally popular or understood. It's a very personal connection for our boss.
He also mentions Pastor Chapel, who built a great church in college. While he was criticized by some for moving away from traditional church music and methods, David Averett remarks that he added a fresh cup of ice for new generations. It's about adapting and innovating to reach new people, recognizing that effective ministry sometimes requires flexibility.
And Pastor Traber, whom our CEO calls the wise pastor, he's often criticized for staying the course in changing times, for his steadfastness when others advocate for change. Yet David Averett observes that Pastor Traber adds a cup of ice by providing steadfast wisdom and a consistent message in an ever-shifting world. His unwavering consistency provides a different kind of refreshment, a stability that adds ice in its own way.
David Averett's wise conclusion on diverse leadership truly resonates. He says, every pastor I talk to, just add ice to people's lives, and we need different pastors for different times in history. Each unique cup of ice needs to reach different types of people. This means we need different types of churches with varied approaches to effectively reach a diverse population in different stages of life and spiritual understanding. It's a great point.
He emphasizes that truly great leaders innovate rather than simply duplicate what others are doing. As David Averitt says, the best way to truly grow is through consistent prayer and seeking the unique guidance God provides you personally. It's not about copying what worked for someone else, but finding your unique calling and fulfilling it authentically.
Mm-hmm. And he directly addresses the need to stop debating church methods, which can often lead to division and, frankly, stagnation. He simply advises, if you don't like a certain way, don't do it. That's simple.
This practical advice just cuts through so much unnecessary friction and allows different approaches to flourish. David Averitt also makes a powerful observation about criticism and its actual impact. He notes that your statements or remarks did not fundamentally alter them or their organization's path. In fact, what it often did was make them stronger, and in many cases, they grew larger. It's a powerful lesson in resilience and focusing on one's mission despite external critiques.
Yeah, and his advice is so clear and impactful for navigating such situations. Respect them, and they will respect you, and God will bless you in turn. This is a truly wise perspective from our CEO, promoting unity, mutual respect, and trust in divine provision over conflict. He's got a good head on his shoulders.
Our CEO also has a keen observation about online influencers today, recognizing the changing landscape of how people seek spiritual guidance and connection. He points out, I have seen spiritual influencers with over 10,000 listeners or downloads on their podcasts or YouTube channels, and when they go live, sometimes thousands of people want to listen. He recommends leaders listen to them for fresh ideas and strategies rather than just refreshing old lessons. As he wisely says, the Bible hasn't changed. However, time and circumstances have. The work you did years ago won't necessarily work for people today. It's about adapting our methods while staying true to the message, adding ice for today's world.
Okay, now let's explore how other influential pastors just add ice in the unique ways, connecting with people in diverse settings, as highlighted in the memoir. These leaders really demonstrate how the core principle of adding ice can manifest in so many different forms of ministry.
Pastor Rick Warren, for instance. He's renowned for his practical, purpose-driven approach to faith. His teaching is accessible, helping millions clarify their values and direction. And his church is recognized for robust community programs and global humanitarian efforts. He adds ice by making faith tangible and actionable for daily living, focusing on the why behind what we do.
Right. And Pastor Tim Keller, who sadly passed away recently, he was beloved for his intellectual depth. He engaged skeptics and thinkers with humility and clarity. His sermons and books often bridged the gap between traditional Christianity and modern urban life, making him especially influential among young professionals and city dwellers. He added ice through profound intellectual engagement, making complex theological ideas accessible and relevant.
Pastor Andy Stanley's communication style is just so clear, relatable, often humorous, drawing listeners in. He's known for breaking down complex spiritual concepts into practical steps for everyday life, often focusing on the power of small groups and community involvement to help people feel connected and supported. He adds ice by making spiritual growth approachable and communal.
Then there's Pastor Stephen Furtick. His energy and creativity draw people in with powerful, passionate sermons that address real-life challenges with honesty and hope. He leads a church renowned for its vibrant worship and extensive community service. He adds ice through dynamic inspiration, challenging people to live out their faith boldly.
Pastor Francis Chan is respected for his humility and radical commitment to living out the teachings of Jesus in a very countercultural way. He consistently challenges people to go beyond comfort and complacency, calling for deep, authentic faith and sacrificial love. He adds ice by inspiring a genuine, unadulterated walk with Christ that prioritizes devotion over convenience.
Pastor Bill Hybels was known for his exceptional leadership acumen and his vision for reaching people who typically don't attend church. His seeker-sensitive model made church approachable for newcomers, focusing on removing barriers. And his emphasis on leadership development influenced countless leaders worldwide. He added ice by making the church experience welcoming and empowering for many.
Pastor Joel Osteen's positive and uplifting messages attract millions seeking encouragement and hope. He emphasizes God's boundless love and the power of positive thinking, creating a welcoming and optimistic atmosphere that resonates deeply with those facing challenges or seeking a fresh start. He adds ice by providing a message of optimism and divine favor, giving people hope.
And Pastor John Piper. He's appreciated for his deep theological teaching and his passionate pursuit of God's glory. He consistently challenges believers to pursue joy in God above all else. His books and sermons are rich with biblical insight that inspire many to a deeper, more intellectually robust faith. He adds ice by providing profound spiritual nourishment and a call to a higher purpose.
Now we shift to online influencers. Just add ice in the digital age. Our CEO, David Averitt, is really paying close attention to the digital landscape. He's noting the powerful reach of online platforms in meeting spiritual needs. He observes that these digital ministries are often, in his words, outshining traditional churches in terms of audience numbers, reaching millions globally. Our boss is definitely watching this space.
Yeah, and these digital advocates are truly masters of just add ice in a new medium, aren't they? They excel by making complex spiritual topics accessible, engaging and fostering genuine connection in online spaces. They're reaching a massive, diverse audience that traditional methods sometimes struggle to connect with.
Let's start with Justin Koh, a spiritual counselor and digital evangelist. His mission is to create content for spiritually curious individuals, thoughtfully tackling faith, mental health, practical Christianity. He really focuses on making these often sensitive topics relatable.
And his reach is substantial, over 1,000 YouTube subscribers. His live streams and Q&As consistently draw thousands of live viewers, with replays often achieving hundreds of thousands of views. That level of engagement really speaks volumes about the connection he built.
The audience feedback for Justin is overwhelmingly positive. People praise him for making complex spiritual topics accessible and for his open, respectful approach to tough questions. He's frequently described as engaging, thoughtful, and genuine, helping many feel less alone in their spiritual journeys. He definitely adds ice by fostering a safe, insightful online community for exploration.
Next, Religion for Breakfast by Andrew Henry. This offers an academic study of religion. His overview describes it as an academic, non-sectarian exploration of religion, delving into beliefs, rituals, spirituality from a scholarly perspective. It's quite unique in its focus.
Mm-hmm. Andrew commands a large following with over 1 million YouTube subscribers. His regular uploads consistently garner tens, sometimes hundreds of thousands, of views, and live premieres attract thousands of concurrent viewers. This shows a deep hunger for intellectual and objective religious understanding.
The channel is widely respected for its academic, non-sectarian approach. Viewers commend it for boosting religious literacy and making learning about world religions fun and accessible. They appreciate its neutrality and high-quality educational content. He adds ice by making scholarly study captivating and broadly accessible, demystifying complex religious histories and practices for a wide audience.
Then there's Bible Flockbox, a Christian content creator. Their overview is that they are dedicated to Bible facts, prophecy, and family values, presented in a straightforward, understandable way.
The channel boasts a substantial following, with over 55,000 YouTube subscribers. Live streams and premieres frequently see hundreds of live viewers, while uploads consistently reach thousands of views. This indicates a solid, engaged community that values their content.
Audience feedback describes the content as informative, encouraging, and easy to follow, helping them understand scripture in a new way. The creator's down-to-earth style and commitment to biblical truth are often highlighted as key strengths. They are certainly adding ice to biblical understanding by making it approachable and relevant for everyday believers.
Another influential voice is Truth Unedited. This is a Christian YouTuber dedicated to biblical truth, family, and spiritual living, often tackling challenging topics head-on.
This channel boasts a loyal following with over 1 million YouTube subscribers. Live streams consistently attract thousands of live viewers, and uploads often reach tens of thousands of views, demonstrating a highly engaged and eager audience.
Loyal followers praise the honest, unfiltered approach to tough topics. Videos are described as thought-provoking and helpful for those seeking deeper biblical understanding. The creator is often highlighted for being not afraid to address controversial issues and for inspiring deeper Bible study. They add ice by providing raw, authentic truth that challenges and equips their viewers.
And finally, let's talk about our own CEO, David Averitt, host of Growth Journey, a deep dive podcast. The overview for our podcast is that it offers a beacon of hope and transformation, featuring inspiring stories, faith-based guidance, and actionable strategies that provide a clear path to personal growth. It's really designed to help listeners discover second chances and accelerate their personal growth journey.
In our reach within the Growth Journey brand, which includes this podcast, the Growth Journey ebook, and the Bible Bite podcast, currently engages listeners and downloads reaching over 10,000. These are fantastic numbers for our organization. David Averitt is really doing great in reaching so many people and impacting lives with his message. It's truly inspiring to see the impact our boss is having.
The audience feedback for David Averitt's work is incredibly powerful. Listeners consistently express profound relief at finding the Growth Journey podcast. They praise its refreshingly direct, faith-based guidance and truly actionable strategies that move beyond generic advice. Many highlight that David Avery provides new, fresh ideas they haven't encountered in a long time, enabling genuine personal transformation and second chances. This feedback confirms our CEO is doing great and truly connecting with people on a deep and meaningful level. He's definitely adding ice.
Indeed. The audience deeply values Growth Journey for its ability to cut through the noise and provide practical, impactful insights. They report feeling genuinely helped by the inspiring stories and unique, faith-infused perspectives that offer new, fresh ideas for real change. It's clear that Mr. Everett is truly adding ice to people's lives in a profound way, giving them tangible hope and direction. He's doing a great job.
So, this brings us to the modern imperative for churches and leaders. Our CEO's recommendation is clear. Every leader should study these digital influencers to understand their methods for attracting and engaging audiences in today's digital landscape.
He emphasizes a crucial call to move beyond outdated approaches and actively seek contemporary channels for spiritual nourishment, effectively adding a fresh cup of ice for new generations. It's about adapting to reach people where they are today, using the tools and platforms they are already engaging with.
David Averett also shares a personal note from his memoir that speaks volumes about his commitment to service, a commitment that goes way beyond monetary reward. He recounts spending over a year working sometimes between 10 and 20 hours a week for a church without receiving any salary, demonstrating his unwavering dedication. He reminds us that he was a military leader, not a chaplain then, a leader, and is currently a chaplain in the jail system, serving those most in need. He isn't necessarily well-spoken or seeking fame, but his actions truly speak volumes about his heart and commitment.
Absolutely. And his advice to leaders is a profound call to action, really embodying the just add ice philosophy. Please go the extra mile and help your community by fixing fences, mowing lawns, and repairing roofs, among other things. Yes, there is government money. However, let's show them God's money and add a cup of ice to their lives. This is such a tangible call to selfless service, demonstrating divine provision through our actions. A truly wise challenge from our CEO.
Our CEO, David Averett, firmly believes that we need God-chosen leaders to promote a new kind of leadership, one that focuses simply on adding kindness to people's lives, out of genuine, selfless devotion, not for personal gain or public acclaim. It's about a quiet, consistent, and profound impact.
So as we bring our Growth Journey, a deep dive podcast exploration to a close, let's just reiterate the core message of just add ice. It's about going the extra mile, anticipating needs, and offering abundant blessings that transform ordinary moments into extraordinary experiences.
Mm-hmm. And remember the transformative power this has, not just on the receiver, but also profoundly on the giver. It fosters personal growth, deepens relationships, and strengthens community connections in incredible ways, creating that cycle of positive impact.
The memoir leaves us with a powerful challenge, a final provocative thought to carry forward. So the next time you have an opportunity to help, remember to add a cup of ice. Take that extra step and watch the ripple effect of your kindness transform not only the lives of others, but also your own. This is a powerful and inspiring challenge for my CEO, David Averett.
Indeed. And we encourage you to ignite your journey of hope and growth. Ready to deepen your growth journey of hope and discover powerful pathways to second chances and renewed purpose. Your path truly starts here. We champion hope, and we invite you to visit our CA Jail Outreach website to discover how you can be a part of it.
Yeah, on our site, you'll find powerful ways to share this message, connect with the memoir specifically tailored for families within the jail system, and even request a chaplain for an incarcerated loved one. We can reach out nationally to provide support. It's time to reboot growth. Your journey matters. Let's connect.
Your journey truly matters to us, and we're ready to be a part of it. Whether you're seeking to launch a nonprofit in need of powerful prayer or searching for renewed hope and a fresh start, our dedicated team at CA Jail Outreach is prepared to assist. We also extend our support to individuals within the jail system, along with their families and children, offering a helping hand when it's needed most.
To connect with us and explore all our resources, simply visit our website. You'll find it linked right in the podcast description. Just tap the blue highlighted text there. For a deeper dive into our story and mission, our full memoir, which includes all the KJV scriptures we mentioned, is available under the Leadership Memoir tab on the menu bar. As Chaplain David from CA Jail Outreach says, more than just a voice, we're a helping hand and a praying heart. Let's connect and build your tomorrow starting today. What a powerful and heartwarming statement from our CEO.
Thanks for tuning in. We'll catch you on the next deep dive. and a special thank you to our CEO and founder, David, for taking the time to share his heart and thoughts with the public. Until the trumpet blows, wishing you a fantastic day.
Thanks for joining us on The Growth Journey. If you're ready to keep growing in faith, leadership, and life, be sure to follow the show and share it with someone on their own path. For more resources to connect with David Everett, visit cajailoutreach.org. Until next time, keep pursuing real life, real growth, and divinely inspired results.